主，我们晚上仍然学习亚萨所写的诗歌。
So tonight we're going to continue studying the Psalms of Asaph.
这个算在诗篇里面亚萨所写的最后一个诗歌了。
And this is considered the last Psalm that Asaph wrote.
刚好我们今天呢，也在2020了，最后一个星期五呢，来做一个查考的结束。
And this is perfect for the last Friday we have together of 2020.
我想亚萨哈在诗篇里面所写的这些诗歌都非常有非常深刻的意义。
I think all of the psalms that Asaph wrote had very deep meaning.
因为他乃是大卫时代在圣殿诗班的一个带领者。
Because he was the leader of the psalmist during the time of David.
那么他也写了很多的诗歌。
And he wrote many psalms.
所以呢，他有音乐方面的恩赐。
And so he had the talent of music.
因此呢，他在音乐方面来服侍神。
And so he served in the servitude of music.
因此我们每个人呢，都得到神给我们的不同的恩赐。
So each of us have received different talents from the Lord.
那我们要用我们得到的恩赐来服侍神。
And we have to use our talents to serve the Lord.
这样才不会埋没了神给我们这个恩赐的这个宝贵的功能。
And so that we do not waste the Lord's what the Lord has given us.
好，那我们今天来看83篇。
Let's look at Psalms 83.
诗篇83篇。
Psalm 83,
第一节
first one.
神啊，求你不要静默，神啊，求你不要闭口，也不要不作声。
O God, do not keep silent. Be not quiet, O God, be not still.
第二，因为你的仇敌喧嚷，恨你的抬起头来。
See how your enemies are astir, how your foes rear their heads.
第三，他们同谋奸诈。要害你的百姓，彼此商议，要害你所隐藏的人。
With cunning, they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish.
第四，他们说：“来吧，我们将他们歼灭，使他们不再成国，使以色列的名不再被人纪念。”
Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more.
第五，他们同心商议，彼此结盟，要抵挡你。
Five, with one mind, they plot together. They form an alliance against you.
第六，就是住帐篷的以东人和以实玛利人、摩押人和夏甲人。
The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagrites.
第七，加巴勒、亚门和亚玛利、非利士并推罗的居民。
Gebel, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the people of Tyre.
第八，亚述也与他们联合，他们做罗德子孙的帮手。
Even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot.
第九，求你待他们如待米甸，如在基顺河待西西拉和耶宾一样。
Do to them as you did to Midan, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at river of Kishon.
第十，他们在隐多尔灭亡，成了地上的粪土。
Who perished at Endor and became like refuse on the ground.
第十一，求你叫他们的首领像俄利和西伊伯，叫他们的王子都像西巴和撒木拿。
Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Seba and Salmunna.
十二，他们说我们要得神的住处，作为自己的产业。
Who said, let us take possession of the pasture lands of God.
十三，我的神啊，求你叫他们像旋风的尘土，像风前的翠阶。
13, make them like tumbleweed, oh my God, like chaff before the wind.
十四，火怎样焚烧树林，火焰怎样烧着山林。
As fire consumes the forest, or a flame sets the mountains ablaze.
十五，求你也照样用狂风追赶他们，用暴雨恐吓他们。
So pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm.
十六，愿你使他们满面的羞耻，好叫他们寻求主你的名。
Cover their faces with shame, so that men will seek your name, O Lord.
十七，愿他们永远羞愧惊慌，愿他们惭愧灭亡。
May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace.
十八，使他们知道，唯独你名为主的名，是全地以上的至高者。
18, let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the most high over all the earth.
在这里呢，亚萨一开始先求神不要再安静了。
So here, Asaph first pleaded with God not to be silent.
不要再闭口不作声了。
And be not quiet or be not still.
因为现在敌人已经起来，要来攻击神的百姓以色列。
Because the enemies are astir and ready to attack their people.
所以求神能够兴起，开始来保护以色列国。
So may the Lord rise up and protect the Israelites.
当然这样的祷告呢，好像是一个祈求神的同在要来打仗了。
And so this prayer seems like a plea asking God to help them in the upcoming battle.
所以这里呢，亚萨所写的诗歌呢，是一个战争的呼求。
So here Asaph's psalm is a battle cry.
所以这里要求神啊，不要再安静了，要开始来帮助我们，要准备打仗了。
And to ask God no longer to be quiet to help us to fight.
我们其实已经讲过很多次在圣经里面的很多的战争都有预表属灵的含义。
In fact, we've talked a lot about different battles in the Bible, how they represent spiritual battles in our lives.
因为今天我们在属灵上也是要很多的战争。
Because today in our spiritual lives, we have a lot of battles.
特别他这里到第六节跟第七节、第八节，这里讲了好几个国家联合在一起。
Especially verse 6, 7, 8, it talks about a lot of countries joining together.
这些国家联合在一起都是要来攻打以色列国。
And these countries join together to fight the Israelites.
所以现在呢，神啊，我们一定要依靠你，求你来帮助我们。
And so, Lord, now we must rely on you to help us.
因为我们靠着自己的力量，真的是不够的。
Because if we rely only on ourselves, it is not enough.
现在敌人这么多，联合起来，来攻打我们，要把我们的以色列的民要把它除灭。
There are so many enemies who formed alliance against us. We need your help to destroy them.
但是我们乃是你的百姓啊。
But you are but we are your people.
所以呢，一定要求你来帮助我们抵抗这些敌人的攻打。
And so we must rely on you to defend us against the enemy's attack.
那我们呢，现在要从这个战争来讲到属灵的战争。
And so from these battles, we need to talk about the spiritual battles.
在这里就是要依靠神才能打这场属灵的战争。
And only when we rely on God can we fight the spiritual battle.
尤其是今天我们在世界上，我们的灵性就是面对一个魔鬼的征战。
Especially today, we are facing Satan's battle.
而且是魔鬼的力量比我们更大。
And Satan's strength is greater than ours.
我们来看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
十一节。
Verse 11.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
12. 因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
13. 所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand.
保罗这里特别强调我们的属灵的战争的敌人乃是撒旦魔鬼。
And here, Paul tells us that the one we fight is Satan.
而且撒旦魔鬼呢，他是天空属灵气的恶魔。
And the devil Satan is the spiritual force of evil.
所以他不是属血气的。
So he is not of this world.
如果说属血气的呢，那我们有血气的力量，我们就可以跟他来打仗。
And if he is flesh and blood, then we can use things of this world to fight against him.
因为属血气的都是有软弱的都是会疲倦需要休息。
Because what is flesh and blood will grow weary and tired and must rest.
所以呢，我们如果跟属血气的打仗呢，就还有可能会得胜。
And so if we struggle against flesh and blood, maybe we can have victory.
但是现在这个魔鬼并不是属血气的。
But this devil is not of flesh and blood.
而且他还是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的这么多的能力。
But it not only that, but it is against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world.
所以呢， 魔鬼的能力比我们人的力量 强过好几倍啊。
And so the power of Satan is many times more powerful than ours.
所以这个撒旦魔鬼甚至也可以行出一些神迹奇事。
To the point where even he can work miracles.
所以他也可以呢叫人得到灾殃也可以给人很多的祝福。
And so he can cause people to 灾殃。
灾殃灾祸啊。
To face disasters or give them many blessings.
所以这就是撒旦魔鬼的能力啊。
And this is the ability of the Satan.
对于现在我们绝对不可能靠我们的血气的能力来跟他打仗。
And so we have no way that we can rely on our own strength to fight against.
所以这个时候是一定要穿戴神所赐的全副军装啊。
And so this is why we have to put on the full armor of God.
这样才能够保护自己。
So that we can protect ourselves.
然后又可以有宝剑可以来攻打魔鬼。
And that we have the ability to stand against.
有宝剑啊。
We have the protect.
The sword.
We have the sword to.We have the sword to attack.
所以呢，像主耶稣受到撒旦魔鬼有三次的试探。
Just as Lord Jesus has was tempted by the devil three times.
然后三次的这种征战呢，主耶稣都引用圣经的话来抵挡魔鬼。
And three times the Lord used the word of the Bible to defend himself.
我们来看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
并且戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
好，所以神的道就是我们最好的宝剑。
And so the word of God is our best sword.
我们要拿这个宝剑来抵挡魔鬼。
And so we have to use the sword to defend against Satan.
所以呢，当魔鬼要试探我们，要攻击我们的时候。
So when Satan wants to attack us,
我们一定要把神的话拿出来。
We have to take the word of God out.
然后用神的话来回答撒旦魔鬼。
And to use the word of God to reply to Satan.
那这就是用宝剑来攻击魔鬼了。
And this is how we use the sword of the Spirit to attack Satan.
那这样撒旦魔鬼就不能够再做什么，他就被打败了。
So that he can do nothing, and he will be defeated.
所以今天我们要对神的话一定要非常的熟悉。
So today we must be very familiar with the words of God.
常常来阅读神的话，记在心里呀。
And to read the words of God and keep it in our heart.
尤其是我们现在这个疫情的关系，所以我们可能也不用出去外面上班，我们在家里上班就可以了。
Especially during this pandemic, we don't need to go to the office, we can work from home.
然后也不用到学校去上课，在家里网络上课就可以了。
And we don't need to go to school, but we can study online.
看起来我们可以节省掉很多的时间。
In a lot of ways, we save a lot of time.
而这些时间呢，我们可以用在读经祷告上面了。
And this time we can use on reading the Bible and praying.
所以呢，我们可以更多的时间来读圣经。
So that we can take more time to read the Bible.
那这样圣经就越读越熟悉。
And the more we read the Bible, the more familiar we'll become with it.
然后把神的话记在心里。
And then we can remember the words of God in our
hearts. 这样子呢，当撒旦魔鬼要来攻击我们的时候呢，我们马上就神的话可以拿出来啊。
So when the devil comes and attacks us, we can immediately take out the word of God to defend ourselves.
这就是我们要面对这个属灵征战一个最好的武器。
And this is the best weapon that we can use for these spiritual battles.
所以今天我们来看到亚撒写的这个诗歌，也是求神不要再安静了。
And today we can see Asaph, he pleaded with the Lord no longer to be quiet.
那神不要安静，神要说话。
So if the Lord is not quiet, he will speak.
那神要说的话就是圣经的话。
And the word that the Lord speaks is the words of the Bible.
所以呢，我们要把神的话记起来。
So we must remember the words of the Bible.
那我们把圣经的话讲出来，就等于是神在说话。
And if we speak out the words of God, then it is as if God is speaking.
以前我们听过老传道做过一个赶鬼的见证。
In the past, I've heard an old preacher talk about a testimony of casting out the demons.
所以呢，赶鬼的时候他们怎么赶？
And how do they cast out the demons?
当然他们会一定要祷告，这是必然的。
And so naturally they have to pray.
但是除了祷告以外，他们还会唱诗歌。
But other than praying, they will also sing hymns.
还有一个就是读圣经。
And the other one is to read the Bible.
那我印象很深，那是那个传道在做见证。
And so my impression is very deep when the preacher was giving this testimony.
刚好这个被赶鬼的这个魔鬼附身的人站在中间，坐在中间。
The person who was demon possessed who was sitting in the middle.
然后呢，弟兄姐妹跟传道就拿起圣经开始来阅读圣经。
And then the members and the preacher gathered around and read the Bible.
开始在读圣经，读读读。 读到第几节的时候呢，魔鬼就让这个被鬼附身的人说不要读不要读，哇，一直用手要捂住他的耳朵，不想听到这些神的话语。
And when they reached to a certain verse, the person who was demon possessed started covering their ears and crying out, don't read anymore, don't read anymore.
啊，不要再读了，我受不了了，我受不了了。
Stop reading, I can't take it anymore, I can't take it anymore.
我们知道这个受不了不是这个人弟兄自己受不了，而是那个魔鬼受不了了。
And in fact, we know that it's not this brother who cannot take it anymore, but it is Satan who can't.
因为弟兄他自己是我们的信徒，他怎么会啊受不了圣经？他一定喜欢圣经啊。
Because this brother is our this person is our brother, so how can he not like the Bible? Of course he would love the Bible.
所以那个受不了的是魔鬼在里面受不了了。
So the one who cannot take it is the demon inside of him.
结果我们的传道一照，哦，他啊受不了了，太好了，我们继续读，继续读，那魔鬼就会越来越退，越来越退，就会退走了。
And so once the preacher knew this, he said, let's keep reading, let's keep reading. So then this demon kept retreating.
所以呢，这就是读圣经啊，可以让魔鬼啊害怕而啊被赶走啊。
And so reading the Bible can cause fear in Satan and cause him to go away.
所以今天我们一定要把神的话好好的记起来。
And so today we must carefully remember the words of God.
那这样就可以来打这个属灵的征战。
So that we can fight the spiritual battle.
好，我们再看回来诗篇八十三篇。
So let us return to Psalms 83.
接着第九节开始说，嗨，求神啊，求你对待他们好像对待米甸一样。
Do to them as you did to Midian.
好，又好像是在基顺河对待西西拉和耶宾一样。
As you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river of Kishon.
所以这里的亚萨都用到在士师时代有关于跟米甸人的征战啊。
And so here, Asaph used the battle at the time of Midian.
那我们来看这些米甸跟西西拉耶宾到底是谁。
So let's take a look, who are these Midianites in the Sisera and Jabin?
我们来看士师记。
Let's look at Judges.
这个米甸我们可以来看士师记的第六章。
We can see Judges chapter 6.
这里记载呢，就是当时的米甸如何来欺压以色列人。
And here we can see how the Midianites oppress the Israelites.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6 verse one.
以色列人又行主眼中看为恶的事，主就把他们交给米甸人手里七年。
Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them over to the hands of the Midianites.
第二，米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人就住就在山中挖穴挖洞建造营宅。
Because the power of the Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds.
第三，以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们。
Whenever the Israelites planted the crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern people invaded the country.
第四，对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加萨，没有给以色列人留下食物，牛、羊、驴也没有留下。
Four, they camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkey.
第五，因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那样多，人和骆驼无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。
They came up with their livestock and their tents, like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count the men and their camels. They invaded the land and ravaged it.
第六，以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求主。
Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help.
好，所以现在呢，米甸人开始来欺压以色列人。
So here the Midianites oppressed the Israelites.
而且在他们以色列人撒种以后，就开始来攻击他们，把他们的土产给破坏了。
And after the Israelites laid crops, planted crops, the Midianites came and invaded.
然后把他们的食物都抢走了。
and took away all of their food.
啊，让他们都没有食物可以吃。
So that they had no food to eat.
啊，牛羊驴这些牲畜也都被抢走了。
And their sheep, their cattle, their donkeys were all taken.
因此以色列人就越来越穷啊。
And so the Israelites became poor and poor.
所以最后他们才会向神呼求，求神帮助他们。
Until at the end, they cried out to the Lord for help.
这个时候，神就兴起了基甸。
And at this time, the Lord brought Gideon.
啊，让基甸来当士师。
So that Gideon became a prophet.
那就要带领以色列人来攻打啊这个米甸人呐、啊。
To bring out the Israelites to fight the Midianites.
那整个攻打的过程从第七章开始。
And how they the process of the battle is recorded in chapter 7.
开始呢，米甸人就是开始啊耶啊这个基甸。就号召以色列人开始啊，来，我们去打啊米甸人。
And so the Gideon, called to the people to gathered the people to fight the Midianites.
结果呢，一开始就32,000人聚集在一起。
And so right from the start, there was 32,000 men.
啊，所以呢啊 32对、yeah. 啊，所以呢这个时候神就说人太多了啊，这样的话你们会打胜仗，好像是你们自己厉害呀、啊。
And at this time, the Lord said, "There are too many people. If you win, then it seems like you are great fighters."
啊，所以现在呢，啊，你就宣告害怕的人，让他们回家去吧。
So let the people who are afraid go home.
那我们来看啊，从第二节开始。
So let's read from verse 2 onwards.
啊，第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
主就对基甸说：“跟随你的人太多了，我不能。”将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了自己，救了我们。
The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her."
啊，第三，现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开啊基列山回去。于是有22,000人回去，只剩下10,000。
Announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained.
第四，主就对基甸说，人还是太多了，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们。啊，我指点谁说，啊，这人可以同你去，啊，他就可以同你去。我指点谁说，这个人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。
But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you there. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go."
好，我们跳过来看第七节。
So we'll skip to verse 7.
主就对基甸说，我要用这那个喝水300人来拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各出去了。
7. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that left, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place."
好，所以呢，最后只剩下300个人而已。
So in the end, there were only 300 left.
而这300个人呢、啊，竟然就可以打败所有的米甸人。
But the 300 was able to defeat all of the Midianites.
啊，就是我们跳过来看啊，19节。
So we skip to verse 19.
基甸与跟随他的啊100人在山根之内才。换根的时候，来到营旁，就吹角打破手中的瓶。
Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands.
20节，三队的人都吹角打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，把右手拿着角，喊叫说：“主和基甸的刀。”
The three companies.Blew the trumpets and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hands and holding it in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon."
21, 他们在营的四围各站各的地方，全营的人都乱窜，300个人呐喊，使他们逃跑。
While each man held his position around the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled.
22, 300个人就吹角，主就使全营的人用刀互相击杀，逃到希利拉的伯哈士他，直逃到靠近他巴的亚伯米和拉。
When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. The army fled to Beth Shitta towards Serera, as far as the border of Abel Mohola near Tabath.
啊，所以我们这里看到300个人、哦、就够用了。
And so here we can see 300 was enough.
这300个人哦，来到啊米甸人的营寨里面。
And the 300 went to the camp of the Midianites.
然后他们就啊打啊就开始吹角。
And they started to blow the trumpets.
结果让神就让这个米甸人啊开始互相残杀。
And the Lord caused the Midianites to turn against each other.
他们就全部都被啊互相杀了，就死光了。
And so they killed one another and they all died.
啊，因此最后米甸人全部被消灭了。
And in the end, the Midianites were destroyed.
所以呢，真的神啊的同在啊。啊，使这个战争就得到胜利。
So really, because the Lord was with them, this battle was victorious.
我们可以想想哦，原来有32,000人。
We can think about it. Before there were 32,000 people.
但是现在只剩下300个人。
But now there was only 300 that remained.
可是300个人怎么去跟啊几万人的打仗呢
？But how can 300 fight against 10,000?
啊，所以呢，我们可以看到哈、哦，神的帮助真的太奇妙啊。
So we can see that with the help of God, it is too miraculous.
所以呢，不管敌人有多少
，It doesn't matter how numerous the enemy.
所以呢，只要神的同在呢，敌人都互相残杀了。
As long as the Lord is with us, the enemy will be defeated.
啊，所以这米甸人啊就全部被消灭了。
And so the Midianites will all be destroyed.
啊，所以呢，接着我们就来看哈、哦、啊。再回头看、啊、诗篇八十三篇。
So let's turn back to Psalms 83.
好，这里下面呢、哦、啊，又说啊，也有像对待西西拉和耶宾一样。第九节，八十三篇第九节。
It goes back saying, as you did to Sisera and Jabin.
啊，西西拉哈、哦、是当时候啊米甸人的一个将军。
Sisera was a general of the Midianites.
啊，这个耶宾是一个国王。
And Jabin was a king.
啊，所以呢，不管是将军或是国王，最后也都被啊被杀死了。
So whether it's a general or a king, in the end, they were all killed.
啊，所以呢，今天我们要看到哈啊，不管敌人有多少。
So today, no matter how numerous the enemies are.
啊，只要交在神的手上，他们都要被杀死。
As long as they are in the hands of the Lord, they will all be killed.
好，所以我们啊再回头来看四世纪。
And so let us turn back to Judges.
我们再看第八章。
Chapter 8.
好，我们来看到当时候的啊，他们米甸人的人数到底有多少
？And let us look at exactly how numerous were the Midianites.
好，我们看第八章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 8, verse 10.
那时，西巴和撒木拿并跟随他们的军队都在各加各约有15,000人，就是东方人全军所剩下的已经被杀约有120,000拿刀的。
Now Seba and Salmunna were in Karkor with a force of about 15,000 men, all that were left of the armies of the eastern people. 120,000 swordsmen had fallen.
十一节，基甸就由挪巴和约比哈啊东边从住帐篷人的路上去被杀啊杀败了米甸人的军兵，因为他们坦然无惧。
Gideon went up by the route of the nomads east of Nobah and Jogbehag and fell upon the unsuspecting army.
十二，西巴和撒木拿逃跑，基甸追赶他们，抓住米甸的两个王西巴和撒木拿，惊散了全军。
Seba and Salmunna, the two kings of Midian, fled, but he pursued them and captured them, routing their entire army.
好，所以我们刚看到哈。啊，原有啊，原有有十二万拿刀的啊，又啊被杀了，然后只剩下15,000人，所以一共加起来135,000人。
So there were 120,000 swordsmen that had fallen, and there were now 15,000 left.
所以加起来一共是35,000人。
And so adding them together, we have
135,000人。
130,000。
所以这个样呢，135,000人哦，结果啊，全部都被打败了。
And so all of these people, they were now defeated.
但是不是被300个人啊去杀死的
？But they were not all killed by the 300.
而是他们自己互相残杀，然后就一个一个死了啊！我杀你，你杀我，然后就全部都死了。
But they turned on each other and killed one another, so they all died.
所以这种战争呢、啊，根本不需要啊300个人直接去拿刀去砍杀这么多人，因为。啊，没有力气的，杀这么多人呢、啊、
？And so this did not require the 300 men to kill all of these people. That they would not have strength to do so.
啊，可是这些人呢、啊，就互相杀， 那自然而然他们就一个一个就互相杀，就死在矿啊，死在战场上了。
But because they were killing one another, so they all died on the battlefield.
所以这样的战争根本就不需要我们三百个人去打了，他们自己就死掉了。
And so, it doesn't even this battle doesn't even need the 300 men to fight.
因此呢，我们就回头来看诗篇八十三篇哦。
So when we go back to Psalm 83.
所以呢，就是说神啊，求你来帮助我们。
We can see it's asking, Lord, please help us.
所以十一节也说了。
So、says,
求你叫他们的首领像俄利和西伊伯、啊、还有像西巴和撒木拿，这些都是非利、啊、米甸人的那些、啊、将军、啊、以及那些首领。
So it says in verse 11, make their nobles like Oreb and Seb, all their princes like Seba and Salmuna.
因为这些人、啊、都、啊、被杀死了。
Because these people were all killed.
因此米甸人就完全被消灭。
And so the Midianites were completely destroyed.
米啊，这就是亚萨现在写诗歌的时候，就相信神也会帮助我们，像啊杀害啊，就是啊让我们得胜一样。
And so, Asaph is writing to, the Lord to ask him for victory, just like before.
啊，就像啊把那些米甸人的啊把国王跟啊将军啊以及军队全部都杀死了一样。
Just as he has killed all of the Midianites and their generals and their kings.
所以今天我们相信神一定会帮助我们来得到胜利。
So today we believe completely that the Lord can grant us victory.
所以我们有时候看诗篇里面他们都会讲到历史上发生过的事情。
So sometimes as we read Psalms, it will refer back to history.
所以有时候我们如果不懂得历史呢，我们就不知道他写这段有什么意义嘛。
And so if we don't understand history, then when we read this, we will not understand its meaning.
所以我们常常说一句很好的话，就历史使我们得到教训。
And so we have to say that we can learn from history.
我们可以从历史面得到智慧。
And that we can receive wisdom from history.
因为我们知道以前发生过的事情，就可以告诉我们未来要如何面对这个事情。
Because what has happened in the past can teach us how we face it in the future.
所以为什么每个国家都一定要有历史的这种记载？
So why is it that every country has a record of history?
如果一个国家没有历史的话，那这个国家就好像是没有根的浮萍是飘来飘去就会最后就会被消灭了。
So if a country does not have history, then it is a country without root, and it will flounder and disappear.
所以呢，我们说每个国家一定要注重历史的叙述。
And so this is why we say every country must pay attention to history.
然后我们每个学生都要读我们国家的历史。
And all of us must be students of history.
才知道说我们是国家是怎么走过来的历史。
So that we can understand how did this country come about.
那也知道我们的民族性，我们的文化都是在这个历史上所呈现出来了。
And we understand what is our origins and our culture.
所以呢，我们会鼓励所有的学生一定要读历史。
And this is why we encourage all of our students to study history.
所以历史的这个课程是非常重要的。
And this is why history is so important.
那看得完的历史以后，就可以知道以后我们要面对的问题要如何去解决它们。
And from history we can see the problems that we will face in the future. How will we resolve them?
因为历史就给我们很多的智慧跟教训。
Because history will give us a lot of wisdom and lessons.
我们以前曾经发生哪些事情？好，这些事情给我们一个智慧，我们就到以后我们应该学习如何来面对事情，才会做得更好。
What has happened in the past, we can take a look and see, okay, this is what we must do in the future to have a better future.
这就是我们今天从圣经里面为什么要记录这么多以色列人的历史。
And this is why the Bible records so much of Israelites' history.
因为保罗我说这些历史都对我们今天有非常好的教训。
Because Paul has told us that all of this history gives us great teachings today.
比如说为什么以色列人在旷野要40年都记录在圣经里面。
For example, why did the Israelites spend 40 years in the wilderness? This
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians
第十章
chapter 7, chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
第十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为警戒，并且写在经上。正是警戒我们这末世的人。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of ages has come.
好，这里就是保罗在讲以色列人的历史。
And so here, Paul is talking about the Israelites.
而且历史为什么记录下来？
And why this history had to be written down?
就是要作为警戒。
To be warnings for us.
然后警戒我们这末世的人不要像他们一样。
And to warn us, that, we should not be like, them at the time.
当然有些好的榜样，像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Of course, there are some good examples like Abraham, Isaac,
Jacob.
And Jacob.
我们要学习像他们有这么好的信仰。
We should learn from them, and their great faith.
所以呢，读历史呢，就会读到有好的呀，有不好的这些例子。
And so when we study history, we'll find good examples and bad examples.
那我们又有学习的榜样啊，有一些是要警戒自己的，不要跟他们一样。
And we need to learn some are as warnings for us, not to be like them.
这就是亚撒写这个诗歌的时候，也是强调历史的重要性。
And so when Asaph wrote the psalm, he also emphasized history.
因此今天我们呢要读圣经就读以色列的历史啊。
And so when we, study the Bible, we are studying the history of the Israelites.
那么亚撒写这个诗歌除了说敌人他们要被消灭这是一个必然的结果。
And so, for Asaph, when he wrote the psalm, he said that, the enemies will be destroyed.
但是呢我们又看到他带来一点希望。
That this is written, but he also wrote, he also brought, some hope.
他相信神啊，也是怜悯慈爱的神。
That he also believed that the Lord was a loving and compassionate
God. 如果这些敌人呢，他们愿意悔改的话
，That if these enemies are willing to, repent,
那么他们来寻求神的名
and they are, will seek the name of the Lord,
就会得到神的拯救啊。
Then they will receive, the salvation of the Lord.
我们来回头来看诗篇八十三篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 83.
十六节。
Verse 16.
愿你使他们满脸的羞耻，好叫他们寻求主你的名。
Cover their faces with shame, so that men will seek your name, O Lord.
十八节。
18.
使他们知道，唯独你名为主，是全地以上的至高者。
Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the most high over all the earth.
所以呢，这里亚撒写的诗歌的时候他并不是说敌人全部都消灭全部都没有了。
So when Asaph wrote this psalm, he didn't say that the enemy will be completely exterminated and they will be no more.
而是说，他们如果感到羞耻的时候，如果他们回头来寻求神的名
，But that if they feel ashamed and disgrace and they turn around and seek
the Lord's name, 能够知道只有神才是全地以上的至高者。
And they recognize that only the Lord is the most high over all earth.
而不要再拜他们的偶像了。
They will no longer worship their idols.
那么他们就会得到神的拯救。
Then they will receive the Lord's salvation.
他们最后也不会被全部消灭了。
And at the end, they will not all be destroyed.
所以这里呢，又看到了亚撒写这个诗歌的时候是带着一种爱心还有盼望。
And so we can see when Asaph wrote the psalm, he brought about love and hope.
所以我们知道呢，神也是这样的一个有爱心的神啊。
We know that Lord is also a God who has love.
他不是要毁灭所有的人类而已啊。
He does not want to destroy all of mankind.
他乃是要人都悔改。
He wants all of mankind to repent.
如果他们愿意悔改，他们就可以得救。
If they are willing to repent, then they will receive, they will be saved.
不管他们是不是外邦人啊。
It doesn't matter if they are Gentiles.
因为呢，神呢是爱人类的。
Because God loves all mankind.
当然呢，神拣选以色列人呢，做一个他的选民，是要做一个模范的一个例子。
Of course, God has chosen the Israelites as His chosen people to be an example.
但是不是只爱以色列人
？But it does not mean He only loves the Israelites.
神也爱外邦人。
God also loves the Gentiles.
因为外邦人也是人。
Because Gentiles are also men.
他们也是神所创造的。
And they are also created by God.
只是他们因为不认识神，拜偶像，所以才会被神惩罚。
But it's only that they do not know God, and they they worship idols that they are being punished by God.
所以现在神如果惩罚他们以后，他们如果懂得悔改，认识到真神。
But after God punishes them, if they know how to repent and to recognize,
他们就会得到神的看顾，重新得到平安。
Then they will receive the Lord's protection and once again receive peace.
因此呢，我们在这个八十三篇里面呢，已经看到一个新约的那个福音的信息是全世界是神所爱的人
And so, from Psalm 83, we can it see the foreshadowment of the New Testament, how God loves all mankind.
所以呢，不像旧约时代呢，好像只有以色列人是 被神所爱的人，好像外邦人全部都不要。
It is not like the Old Testament where the Israelites seem to be the only people who are loved and God wants no one else.
可是我们到新约时代就发现神的爱是要给全人类的。
But when we come to the New Testament, we can see that God's love is for everyone.
所以主耶稣叫门徒要去传福音。
And so when Jesus told the disciples to go preach,
要从耶路撒冷开始。
To start from Jerusalem.
然后到犹太全地。
And to Samaria.
犹太。
To the Gentile lands.To Judah,
然后到撒玛利亚
and to Samaria,
然后直到地极
to the corners of the earth,
然后都做主耶稣的见证
and to all bear witness to a testimony of Christ.
所以呢，圣灵才会感动腓力去向埃提阿伯的太监传福音
And this is why the Spirit moved Philip to go to preach to the Ethiopian.
那埃提阿伯他是非洲的一个人啊
and he was from Africa
啊，那但是他得到福音以后啊，相信了主，受洗以后，他把福音带回去啊，伊索比亚。
But after he received the gospel and was baptized, he brought the gospel with him.
啊，所以伊索比亚哈成为非洲唯一没有被那个欧洲那些英法等国殖民地啊的一个国家。
And so Ethiopia was the only country that was not colonized by the Europeans.
啊，所以呢，我们到非洲哈，所有的国家都被英国、法国殖民地呀。
And so when we go to Africa, all of the other countries they were once colonized by Britain, France, Europe.
但是只有伊索比亚没有被殖民地。
But only Ethiopia was not colonized.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他已经有很多的基督徒啊，百分之六十几的人呢、啊，都是相信基督耶稣的人。
Because they already had a lot of Christians. More than 60% were already Christians.
所以呢，是整个欧洲啊，是整个非洲唯一啊相信基督最多的国家。
And it is the country the country that has the most Christians in Africa.
所以这就是从埃提阿伯的太监开始来的。
And this all came from this Ethiopian.
啊，这个太监啊 ，eunuch.
This eunuch.
啊，这就是福音要传到全世界的一个开始啊。
And this is the start of the gospel being preached to all corners of the earth.
啊，所以今天哦，我们看到亚撒也是把这个信息开始转向全世界。
And so we can see Asaph is also turning to focus on the entire world.
特别他强调最后一句说，神乃是全地以上的至高者，是全地的，不是只有以色列哦，是全世界的。
Especially this last verse where he says that you alone are the most high over all the earth. It's all the earth.
啊，不是只有以色列。
Not just the Israelites.
那而是全地的。
But all the earth.
所以就是亚撒这里看到一个新约的那个福音传向全世界的一个亮光。
And so this is where we can see Asaph speaks of the gospel being preached to all of the earth.
所以这就是我们看到了，在看到这个亚撒写的诗歌，会给我们一个非常非常亮、非常明亮的一个未来的世界。
And so this is where Asaph has given us a vision of a very
宽广的一个世界
，a very open
very wide
a very wide perspective.
这就是福音呐、啊，传向全世界的一个盼望。
And this is the hope that the gospel will be spread.
所以呢，我们如果读到这个第十八节哈、啊，就看到哇，这个好像讲新约时代啊。
And so when we read verse 18, it's as if it's talking about the New Testament.
就像约翰福音第三章十六节说的。
Just as John chapter 13.
第三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章十六节，这句话是我们福音的最重要的一句经文呐。
And this is the most important verse when we are preaching.
好，我们把它读一遍哈。第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16, we'll read together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
所以现在已经不是只有犹太人了。
And so now it's no longer just the Israelites.
而是爱世人。
But loved the world.
所以我们每一个人全世界每个民族的人， 都会得到神的爱。
So everyone in this world, every race will receive the love of God.
神要把他的救恩传给全人类呀。
And God will wants his gospel preached to all mankind.
我想这就是对亚萨所写诗歌做最后的结论。
And this is, I think, is the conclusion of the Psalm of Asaph.
我们要敬畏神，就会得到福气。
That if we obey the Lord, if we revere the Lord, then we will receive blessings.
因为神是我们全地的主。
Because the Lord is...